நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது
விவசாயி விவசாயி
பண்பலை ஒலிபரப்பு 107.4 தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகத்திலிருந்து.
உழவர்கள் ஆலயமே தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகம் தானே.
You are listening to Vivasayi Community Radio at 107.4 MHz from the campuses of Tamil Nadu Agricultural University, Coimbatore. World Radio Day is celebrated on the 13th of February every year. To commemorate this, we give you a special message from Ms. Irina Bokova, Director General UNESCO, on the occasion of World Radio Day 2014.
Today we celebrate radio as a force for freedom of expression and pluralism, for all men and women, and especially women who remain underrepresented in newsmaking, in decision-making, and in media ownership. How can we get the full story with only half of the world's voices? This is why UNESCO is working to develop radio as an independent and pluralistic media for both women and men, and to create a safer environment for all journalists, regardless of gender. Radio can carry any message to any place, at any time. We need to fully harness this power for the benefit of everyone. In this spirit, UNESCO calls today on all broadcasters, from local community stations to international media outlets, to promote gender equality and the empowerment of women and men, both in and through radio. This is UNESCO's message on World Radio Day.
That was a special message from Ms. Irina Bokova, Director General UNESCO, on the occasion of World Radio Day 2014. Now, we give you a talk on Community Radio for a Better Society. The community radio broadcasting presents an exciting world to the listeners, even to the remotest areas of our country. In this new scenario, community groups can produce their own programs for the interests of their own people and reflect what is relevant for their needs and aspirations. Community radio will bring people together through interaction. Community Radio Service, or CRS, will focus on issues relating to education, health, environment, agriculture, rural and community development. CRS provides an opportunity to the local communities to express themselves, share their views, and particularly empower women, youth, and marginalized groups to take part in local self-governance and overall socio-economic and cultural development of the area. It will also better inform the society about the developmental initiatives of government and promote transparency in the implementation of the schemes. Community radio aims at enhancing participation of the people in the development process and capacity building in rural areas through education. Recognizing the potential use of the medium of radio for the betterment of the community, Government of India announced a policy for the grant of license for setting up of CRS by the educational institutions in December 2002. Central state government recognized educational institutions and organizations are eligible to get the license for starting CRS. The government amended the policy of 2002 in 2006 to include more groups. As per this amendment, non-profit organizations, NGOs, and civil society organizations were also being made eligible to get license. The only one condition is that it should be registered 3 years before the time of submitting the application. For the sake of credibility, the licensee will ensure that nothing is included in the program that goes against good taste and decency. The code of conduct rules out anything obscene and defamatory. The licensee will also ensure that there is nothing that amounts to contempt of court or by casting aspersions on the integrity of the president or the judiciary. The program code will almost be the same as that for All India Radio. It would strive to promote national integration, religious harmony, scientific temper, and Indian culture. No channel will be permitted for commercial purposes. Community radio is people's radio that inspires listeners not only as receivers and consumers, but also as active participants and creative producers of content. Community radio has the responsibility to help sustain the diversity of the local culture and language, and thus should be supported through legislative, administrative and financial measures. Community radio is a radio service for geographically bound communities where infrastructure is poor and mainstream national and regional media may not reach, and for the sector who have almost no place in the mainstream and commercial radio. The service is usually run and managed by local people and addresses issues relating to the community in the local language. It has great potential to serve as a development tool in rural India in terms of creating awareness, spreading information and facilitating communication. The motive is social benefit rather than profit. CRS in India is in a state of infancy, but it is also delivering and making inroads in dissemination and creating awareness of scientific information and empowerment. It has a great potential that is yet to be tapped. It gives a platform to the community to voice their opinion, and radio is easily affordable and accessible, so it can be developed as a medium for community interaction as a one-to-one basis. This concentrates more on the problems faced by the oppressed, suppressed, and downtrodden people. Community radio station also contains members like academicians, social workers, civil society members, students, youth groups, volunteers, farmers, and women. It tells the story of the people and helps communities striving to speak out and be heard. Community radio has provided means of empowerment to the community. The best thing about community radio is that it is operated by the community, it speaks for the community, and is all about the issues of the community. It has helped bridge the gap between the listener and the speaker. The change is slow but steady and measurable. Now, speaking about Tamil Nadu Agricultural University's Vivasayi Community Radio at 107.4 MHz, this was launched in December 2010, implemented by Media Lab Asia in collaboration with World Development Foundation. Initially, the broadcast started for 2.5 hours, and now it is broadcast for 6 hours, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then again the repeat from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Since the listeners are of a heterogeneous group and it functions from the campuses of TNAU, the programs are designed in such a way that its prime focus is on the agrarian community. The rest include programs for students, self-help groups, home engineers, children, schools, health, career guidance, personality and skill development. Our mission is to have a vision of the opinion behind the people. The coverage area is up to 18 kilometers radius, benefiting 10,000 people, encompassing 22 villages. Focus is on the content pertaining to the farming community and provide them with the kind of knowledge and information that they require for their occupation. Daily market prices of various commodities throughout the state and price forecast of agricultural commodities are aired. Information about agricultural and horticultural technologies for increasing productivity and profitability of farming through interaction with agricultural scientists is also done. A special section is also dedicated to animal husbandry technologies, featuring interaction with veterinary experts. Periodical announcements are also made on farmers' mela, seminars, workshops, sale of agricultural inputs, etc. Feedback is received over phone then and there. TNAU's community radio Vivasayi 107.4 MHz has the unique advantage of entering into the TNAU AgriTech portal so as to facilitate the listeners to listen the voice format of the programs from any part of the globe. There are three things to aim at in CRS. First, to get into our subject. Then, to get that subject into ourselves. And lastly, to get our imbibed subject into the listeners and vice versa. That's what Vivasayi 107.4 MHz is hopefully trying for. This is not nobody's responsibility, but everybody's responsibility. We have, of course, fine-tuned ourselves and in tune with the changes, needless to say. That was a talk on Community Radio for a Better Society. Call us at 0422-243-1055 or mail to deee@tnau.ac.in. Listen to our programs at your convenience on the TNAU AgriTech portal. Dear listeners, thank you for being with us.